Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
A very good evening. If the voice does not sound familiar, my name is Katleho Sehoto, standing in for Pimela Modene here on Point of View. You usually know me in the hourly news, Kaya News bulletins during the day, giving you the latest from the field on the ground. But today I'm in the studio and standing in for Pimela. You can tweet us at Kaya on air using the hashtag on the streets. You can phone us on 086-000-959, or you can WhatsApp us on 063-688-0959. So please get in touch with us if you have any burning issues that you'd like to share, and let's have that conversation. But I do have with me now on the line the leader of the UDM, Mr. Bantu Holomisa. Mr. Holomisa, good evening and welcome to Point of View.
Thank you very much. We welcome you here. I hope you have done your homework properly.
Certainly, I have done my homework, Mr. Holomisa. I mean, we're all talking. I mean, even if you haven't done your homework, you know, as a South African, we're
Come
all
on,
talking.
Friend.
Yes, we're talking
friend.
Politics right now. Certainly. I mean, Mr. Holomisa, you approached the office of the Chief Justice, Raymond Zondo, seeking an urgent meeting, and you want this meeting to respond so far in the talks of the, Government of National Unity. Why were you seeking that meeting? Have you received any response?
Yes, they acknowledged the receipt, but I'm still yet to see a full response. But the reason why we went to his office is because we do not have a speaker currently.
Yes.
Where we would have approached the speaker to request the ANC on their announcement that this country should be run through a government of national unity.
Yes.
We couldn't go to the ANC to the House. So we viewed that the Chief Justice is a de facto speaker, especially that even the IEC handed the list of the MPs to him.
Yes.
And over and above that, when we are in a stalemate like that, this is not, this is a constitutional state, and the apex court is the custodian of our constitution.
Yes.
In principle, there was nothing wrong. But the Chief Justice had the powers, if he was interested, to assist the process, to appoint anybody, whether it's a chief, retired judge, or leaders of the civil society, including religious groupings, to facilitate for a bigger meeting. Because Cyril Ramaphosa had a good point in saying, we have consulted with other parties, but the NEC of the ANC, which has got more numbers than any other party in this country, that is the ANC after election,
yes,
opted to invite people, or rather to establish a government of national unity.
Mm.
So he was correct on that, but he was saying that in his capacity as a leader of the ANC, it would have been different if he was saying this from Union Building, because we would have written directly to him to say, can we have a meeting of all the leaders? We have a forum.
Yes.
But that didn't take place. And therefore, but fortunately, in the same day after I wrote to the Chief Justice, because the matter was an open letter,
yes,
President called me and he expressed his concern that we approach the office of the Chief Justice. But I explained to him the reasons, and he agreed that there is a need to implement his own statement that they are going to consult all the parties.
Yes.
But the difference was that we were saying, why don't you, because we don't have time, why you don't call all the leaders and allow the ANC unpack this concept of government, of national unit, and let the parties go and brief their structures and have their own input, or have their own input in the same meeting. And those who want to participate can participate, those who don't, leave. Mm. They leave. Mm. Remember that the reason why NEC of the ANC had come up with the concept of government, of national unity, is because they failed. The ANC failed to get support for coalition with the so-called big parties.
Mm.
And on that note,
I want to just get from you your sense of what you make of the talks so far. I mean, we've seen the EFF and the MK stepping away from talks, the DA happy with the talks so far. What do you make of the actual talks as they're happening behind closed doors? Because as the public, we're not really privy to the details of these just yet. But what do you make of those who've stepped away and those who've chosen to stay?
No, it's their choice. I mean, if they have evaluated the whole setup and also discussed what is being presented to them, they were privileged as big parties early. We are the late comers in this process. The reason why we came in late is because we were responding to what was being proposed, that is the government of national unit. We didn't have any problems with the coalition. We know that coalitions, if one or two or three parties discuss that and they add their number, they go ahead. We didn't worry about that. But when you say government of national unit, it's a little bit different. We have to know what are the rules and what impact will this have on the operations of parliament and so on and so on. So those people who said no, they don't believe in whatever ANC was proposing, that's their right. But I don't want to think on their behalf. Maybe some of them went to this initial meeting demanding coalition. Yes. I'm not interested in that. What I want is to have a government which is going to have, after this, to look into the problems which are confronting the country.
Yes.
And we move on. Not interested to talk about positions. I want to be deputy president, minister of that. That's nonsense. We're less interested in that. We are more interested as to what kind of civil service are we going to have? Will it be able to deliver? Are we still going to have ministers who are going to issue political directives laced with corruption?
Yeah.
And then the people are suffering. We have problems now of the climate change. And it's clear that we are not reading the signals. Look at the tornado along the coast. We want to make sure that if you are a minister of environment, a minister of transport, talk infrastructure, public works, you must know what you are talking, conveying to the nation. But not what comes from your heart, but from the experts.
Mm-hmm.
Your department.
Certainly. Mr. Holomisa, we'll leave it there this evening, but we hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, that was UDM leader Mr. Bantu Holomisa just outlining that his main concern is really about service delivery to the people of South Africa, and that the squabble for positions shouldn't be top priority, and that government's responsibility is really about serving the people of South Africa. Right after this, we will be speaking to MK spokesperson Tlamulo Ndlela just to give us an outline of their legal battle heading towards the first sitting of Parliament, and what their legal matter really means, and what they are asking for. Just after this.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.